T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
13 innings tonight to put it in the books. Or did they, as the Mets win 5-4 against the Tigers tonight? The Mets did have a whole slew of strikeouts tonight. Fortunately, I'm pretty good at math. 11 of them from the Mets tonight. For every strikeout this year, the Mets Radio Network will make a donation to Cars for Kids charity. We're donating. You should, too. Donate your car, boat, or real estate at carsforkids.com today. It has been come to our attention here that when Tomas Nito hit his walk-off home run in the bottom of the 13th inning, that something was missing from the call. So we're going to replay it now and try to fix the mistake.
2-0 pitch. Nito lifts it in the air to right center field. That's pretty deep. Jones going back. Jones at the wall. It's gone! A home run! Tomas Nito! Put it in the books! The game-winning home run for the Mets into the Tigers' bullpen.
Howie forgot to say put it in the books.
How could that happen?
Tomas Nito, it's a home run to win the game, and there was no put it in the books. No bingo.
Well, we fixed that.
Well, we did. Thankfully, through the...
Maybe the people misheard. What do you think? Is that possible?
You can't mishear something that wasn't there, Ed. 5-4, the Mets win tonight, 13 innings. They do put it in the books, and the Mets are now another win away tomorrow from getting back to 500 as we talk to Ed Coleman. First of all, though, what's going on with Brandon Nimmo's neck?
Yeah, that's kind of weird, and certainly it sounds a little bit more serious. Mickey Callaway kind of danced around that in the post-game session, but, bulging disc is not great. I don't know if it sets him back any more, but it certainly, I think increases the timeline for when he can get back here. He's got to get that straightened out. It's not just a stiff neck, I think, that, we're dealing with now, or sleeping wrong, let's put it that way, where you can, get rid of that, go out and buy a MyPillow and come back a couple of days later. But that's not happening. So I think a little more serious. Oh, we can kill them? Is that okay? That's good.
Well, I don't have to do that. 5-4, the Mets win in 13 innings here tonight as Tomas Nito ends up being the hero. And for Jason Vargas, another good outing. I mean, he was starting to get rolling before he went on the injured list and came right back and picked up where he left off. One run in 5 innings today. Well, what has been behind his renaissance here?
Well, I think he's been able to, come up and in a little bit, go down and away. I mean, he's got to kind of yo-yo hitters up there, and he's got to be able to pitch inside in order to grab that outside corner. But I just think he's had a better feel for that. I think a little bit sharper break on some of his pitches, too, that nab the corner. He changes speeds up there. You know what he's going to do. I mean, there are pitches coming up there at 76 miles an hour, so maybe less than that during the course of the game. But I think that's been the biggest thing. I think he's felt healthy here, or healthier, in these last couple of starts, the one at Binghamton and this one here. So I think it's, pointing forward, I think it bodes well for him anyway. And the Mets, I think that's what they expect out of Vargas. If he can get 5 or 6 good innings, keep you right in the game, or give you a lead, then that's exactly where they want to be with him.
What did Wilson Ramos have to say about his big night at the plate?
Well, he's been doing a lot of work with Chili Davis, trying to get in front a little bit more. He felt like he has been behind a little bit, but he feels very confident at the plate. He said he feels great right now, probably the best he's felt all year. That's a good sign because, it's produced, 3 home runs in the last 2 games. So he's not only hitting for power, he's always hit pretty much all season with runners in scoring position. And he was the offense today, actually everything from the catcher's position with Nito's walk-off home run. But Ramos feels very good at the plate right now, and that's a lot of work in the cage. He's done a lot of work with Chile, and it's paid off.
Do we think that because Ramos came out and allowed Nito to catch the last few innings that there's a chance that he's going to be the starter tomorrow behind the plate?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to play that because, you know, I was thinking during the course of the game, Ramos, with all the work that he put in today, would sit tomorrow and Nito would catch, and then DeGrom pitches on Monday against Kershaw. So you expect Nito to be back there as well. It may flip, yeah, with him coming out, but at least he got some break toward the end of the game. It's possible. I guess I wouldn't be surprised either way if who was ever in there tomorrow. But you could see Ramos and then Nito on Monday too.
All right.
Nito, by the way, the first walk-off ever. I asked him whether it was the first walk-off home run, and he said, I think it's the first walk-off I've ever had. He said, maybe in high school I might have had one, but he couldn't remember. So I said, well, just wipe that out, and this will be your first walk-off ever. It's more dramatic that way.
Yeah, well, hopefully he remembers this one.
Yeah, I think he will.